Hello, my name is Lana Dobrindt, and I'm working at the University of Göttingen in the Department of Agricultural Entomology in the field of ecology. I'm in the fourth year of grad school, and the title of my PhD thesis is The Influence of Grassland Management on the Abundance of the Enophytic Fungus near Typhodium. When you are walking the park or on the lawn in front of your house, you might be stepping on enophytic fungi. These fungi inhabit many common grasses and are invisible to the human eye. They are related to ergot and produce hallucinogenic toxins that are similar to LSD. The fungi are called endophytes because they can grow endo inside the plant phyte. Cattle feeding on grasses infected with endophytic fungi suffer from hoof loss due to restricted blood flow, miscarriages, and even death. That causes $600 million annual losses to livestock breeders in the United States. Endophytic fungi are also a problem for sheep breeders in New Zealand, making the sheep collapse in the field. However, endophytic fungi are not a problem for livestock in Europe. In my thesis, I tried to find a reason for that, because then it might be possible to improve the animal health and endophytic fungi management in the United States and New Zealand. Therefore, I measured how abundant endophytic fungi are in German pastures, which environmental factors influence their distribution, and what makes them less harmful to livestock. I found out that in comparison to the United States and New Zealand, the pastures in Germany consist of many different plant species, not only grasses. So it seems that the toxins of the infected grasses are diluted and do not influence the grazing animals. The next time you're walking in the park, think of the hidden fungi, the endophytes. My study was funded by the Ministry of Science and Culture of Lower Saxony and the Volkswagen Foundation.